the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, Professor Jim Lucy is with us, consultant psychiatrist, inspector of mental health services for the Mental Health Commission. Jim, thank you for joining us.
Good evening, Matt.
You've put together a report which has some, which strike me as shocking numbers. Would you be able to explain it better? I mean, the first thing that leaks out or jumps out at me is that almost 51,000 people each year try to access mental health services for the first time by going to hospital emergency departments. Is that a very high number?
That is the number. It's 1,000 a week. It's what's interesting is that we, in the inspection, in the Mental Health Commission, probably the commonest concern that's expressed to us is about difficulty accessing mental health services. So we were trying to figure out how we'd study this, come to understand it. We're the regulator of mental health services in the country. And so what we did was we asked the providers in the emergency rooms to tell us about their experience of coping with rising mental health demand. And we looked at the literature, and it turns out that that is the estimated figure for the volume of new patients. But we said, well, do you know the numbers? And so we asked every one of the 35 centres whether they count their numbers. And we found that in many places they do. In many places, they don't even count the numbers.
And when people present with mental health issues at an emergency department for the first time, is it after an incident of self-harm or potential self-harm? Or is it that they just feel that they have to go to the emergency department even if they're not thinking of self-harming because there's nowhere else for them to go?
It's all of those three things. And in fact, the HSE has a national clinical program called the National Clinical Program for People Who Present with Self-Harm and Suicidal Ideation. And one of the things this report is doing is showing evidence that that program needs to be rolled out. They also present with the full range of mental health difficulties, but their common mental health problems, depression, anxiety, substance misuse disorders, but they've reached a crisis point where there's an emergency. That's the point. So that they're not rare difficulties that you don't have remedies for. They're common difficulties that have come to that point.
And how often do you think is it likely this happens, what you might call out of hours, that they go there?
The majority are out of hours.
During evening time or weekends where there's nowhere else to go.
Where there's nowhere else to go. And the opportunity to address these issues is not being met in the services in the community. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when planning for the future was the plan. And then there was Vision for Change. That was after we'd closed the asylums. There's only one reference in Vision for Change to emergency departments. Now it's become the standard way of entering mental health services.
Yeah, but what can somebody in an emergency department do for somebody who presents? I mean, do they put them, people on suicide watch, put them somewhere where they stop them from self-harming? Or what can they really do at a time when
during
they might be busy
hours,
dealing with lots of other things?
Well, during daytime hours, we know that many of them, so there's the big university hospitals, and they have a sort of, they have a team, and they're sort of staffed during daytime hours with mental health specialists who can come in parallel with the general regular docs or nurses. But in the county hospitals, so-called level 3 hospitals, you know, your local hospitals, if you're in Kilkenny, if you're in Clonmel, if you're in Bantry, whatever else, those places have nobody with that mental health specialism you're describing, Matt, after tea time. So what do the, your question is, begs the question, what happens? You wait. It's you develop a take the ticket culture and ask people with mental health to be triaged to await.
But then, do we have enough professionals who can offer mental health services, even if they were rostered in the evenings and over weekends?
Well, we absolutely do. They're not in the right places, but we're calling for a very small, very powerful investment, an investment in personnel, a 24-hour, 7-day week mental health nursing response in every of one of the 35 casualties.
And we have enough nurses and doctors to do that.
We could recruit that. There has been an embargo on recruitment. They say they've lifted that. There has been pay and numbers issues. But that level of specialism, we're actually very gifted in Ireland with a high quality level of professionals and a high quality level of mental health nursing and staffing. But we need to put them where the people are presenting and they're not there.
And what about children and teenagers? I mean, how appropriate is it for children and teenagers attending at emergency departments in adult hospitals?
The situation is even more troubling for children. Let's remember that under 50, the commonest cause of death is a mental health crisis. So adults have a problem as well. Children have a worse problem in that they're going to these places for safety. And they write to, it's where the suite of offerings from the HC recommends they should go. but they're not being met in a timely fashion by a mental health response, so they often wait for 5-6 days. We've had a third of our respondents who were the leaders of the mental health services, of the ED services across the country. We had 100% response rate to the survey. They told us, we're running an ED and we're having children waiting here for days for a mental health response.
But hang on, what happens to those children if they're waiting their days? Or indeed with anyone, if you're going through a mental health crisis and you have suicidal ideation or you're thinking of self-harm, how can you be told, sit there and wait for 5 to 6 days before we have somebody who can talk to you?
It beggars belief. What we're saying is, what is actually happening? What's happening out there? What's the response to acute mental health unscheduled need? And the response is, take a ticket and wait.
And you believe this could be sorted out relatively easily?
I think it has to be. It's a consequence, I believe, of the failure to deliver the community care services that we thought were going to come with Vision for Change. I believe that there's a lot of goodwill in terms of finally rolling that out. The minister has talked about, you know, the vision and sharing it. And I really commend that. But immediately, now, we need to provide a mental health response for a mental health emergency. If you fracture your leg and go to an emergency room, you're going to get a surgical response. But if you have a fractured mind, you're not going to get one after 5 on a bank holiday or in your local hospital.
Is the state outsourcing it to charities to look after these particular issues?
Well, I mean, complex problems do need an organised, structured pathway. Many people come with combined psychological medical needs. At the moment, the place to go is the emergency room. I look forward to the time when there's alternatives, whoever runs them, in the community. Early outreach, specialised so-called cafes. I look forward to all that, but at the moment that isn't there.
There is a listener who says there's 24/7 online psychiatric services available in places like Clonmen and Kilkenny. This person says they're working in the service, have worked the on-call shifts.
Yeah.
Could it be that it's only in pockets of the country where the full service is available?
It's only in pockets. And when we asked the directors, the managers of the mental health services, indeed, we asked in Clonmel Hospital, I think your listener should look at the data the manager described, you'll find that in so-called level 2 hospitals, there's no mental health component. So-called injury units, 12 to 12 hours, there's no mental health component in terms of our respondents' response. I'm not questioning what the managers told us. They told us where there was a response and where there wasn't. And across the country, there are places where there's better service than others. There are, it's unbalanced. Put it this way, Matt. If you go to Kilkenny, you can look and see that maybe 200-300 people go there a year. But if you go to the Mater public, it's over 2,000 people going. And they're waiting long hours because they're travelling across 3 counties trying to go to a service out of hours that isn't in their locality.
Professor Jim Lucy, Inspector of Mental Health Services of the Mental Health Commission, thank you.
The last word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.